Thanks, Brad. Good morning. More vandalism last night as the Humboldt County Sheriff's Office responded to Suddenlink regarding another vandalism to the fiber optic cable on Blue Slide Road in Ferndale, where a 4-foot section of fiber optic cable was cut out and discarded into the brush. This is the third act of vandalism to Suddenlink's fiber optic cable since last Friday, and Suddenlink is offering a cash reward for the arrest and conviction of the suspect or suspects responsible for the attacks. Yesterday morning, 54-year-old Milton Skip Warren drove his Ford F-350 southbound US 101 near the Firm Bridge off-ramp when, for unknown reasons, he traveled off the roadway down an embankment. Warren sustained moderate injuries and had to be extricated from the vehicle. The far right lane was closed for 45 minutes as emergency workers helped Warren and later recovered the vehicle. Investigation continues and impairment does not appear to be a factor. Mendocino County Sheriff's report, this happened over the weekend as deputies arrested a man who was driving a vehicle wanted in connection with a series of burglaries, a vehicle pursuit, and a shooting incident involving law enforcement back in February. Deputies pulled the vehicle over and they contacted the driver, 31-year-old Robert Villa, who was wanted on a felony probation warrant. Villa was arrested, booked into jail. The vehicle was searched for clues in the earlier burglary incidents following those burglaries. Investigators have identified Walter Miller and Christopher Skaggs as suspects in the case. Mendocino investigators have also been busy with a child abuse case. Stephen Walker has the story.
Mendocino County deputies were dispatched to the Ukiah Medical Center over the weekend after receiving a report of felony child abuse. Deputies were informed by hospital staff that the grandmother of a 2-year-old boy had picked him up from the mother's house, realized he was not well, and took him to the hospital for treatment. Doctors determined the child had life-threatening amounts of alcohol and methamphetamine in his system. Deputies responded to the child's residence on Highway 128 and contacted 22-year-old Samantha Del Valle and 21-year-old Raymond Mayberry. Deputies found evidence the pair were not only intoxicated, but under the influence of an illegal substance, and a search of the residence turned up drug paraphernalia where the child could access it. Both Del Valle and Mayberry were booked into county jail on numerous charges.
Thank you, Stephen. Eureka police officers responded to a report of an attempted robbery at an apartment in the 3400 block of Summer Street in Eureka. While interviewing the resident, David Lyman, officers noticed evidence of an indoor marijuana grow and later returned to Lyman's apartment with a search warrant on Friday. Officers confiscated more than 700 growing plants, 60 pounds of loose marijuana used in the making of hash, and more than a pound of processed hash. The street value for the bust takes this case well over $350,000. Lyman was arrested, booked on possession and cultivation charges. More KINS News after this.
St. Joseph Health believes every moment is precious, no matter who you are or where you come from. That's why we're making high-quality healthcare more convenient for your needs. St. Joseph Hospital's new patient care facility has expanded emergency, surgical, and diagnostic imaging services. The latest technology, the largest network, and highly skilled staff and physicians at both St. Joseph and Redwood Memorial Hospitals. That's St. Joseph Health.
Local school officials meet with local police as they discuss what to do during a school shooting. For more about the workshop, here's Dan with a story.
Local school and law enforcement officials will attend a workshop sponsored by the State Office of Emergency Management, Winship School in Eureka. The discussion will revolve around the planning, communications, response, and recovery in the event of a significant incident at a local school involving an active shooter. The workshops are closed to the public, and one session will be held in the morning and the second in the afternoon. Eureka Police Chief Merle Harpum commented earlier this year on the changes in response protocol to a shooter at a local school, saying,
"The schools, they have floor plans for all the schools, they practice on the active shooter type thing. Ever since Columbine, now all our officers are trained what to do in those situations, and it's if an active shooter, you go in."
Harpum added that it's a return to the way things were done in the past.
It takes me back, you know, when I started in this business, that's the way it was handled. You know, two cops went in and took a guy off with a gun. Now they set up a perimeter and, you know, call in the SWAT team. And so we're back to the way we did it years ago.
For more information about the workshop, please contact County Schools.
Thanks, Dan. With the KINS of the News, I'm Anthony Mantova.